This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
It's 6 after the hour.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
I'm Doug Steffens. Good day. Seem like this song. Well, I do like it, especially the rendition with the boss. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. Doug is out. The threat of, like, you better watch out. You better not cry. Like, hold in your emotions, child. Suck it up, buttercup. Otherwise, Santa's not bringing you presents. That's like, come on.
Okay. But you know
what?
We
were all raised.
Appreciated
to.
By many parents out there who go, oh, this kid won't do anything but fear Santa.
Well,
you know, we all survived childhood because our parents made us afraid of everything. So come on.
That's very true.
All you new crazy hippie parents, fear. It's where it's at.
Well, this is a little bit of good news. That's also wrapped in sadness. This is kind of, I don't know. I'm torn because it's a heartwarming story, but it's also a difficult story.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little girl in Wisconsin who was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer at the end of October, and she was only given weeks to live.
Wow.
So it's not like she was diagnosed with a cancer that they were like, well, there's nothing we can do, and then you just kind of have to, like, write out. Like, she was pretty much diagnosed at the very end. And given weeks to live on Halloween, her birthday was December 16th. Well, her parents had been sharing her story. Her name is Delaney, and her parents had been sharing her story pretty much within the community. Well, the community got together and decided to do something very special to celebrate her birthday. They had a parade.
Aww.
Yeah. Like, there was Mickey Mouse. There was Olaf. There was Elsa. There were all these neighbors and friendly faces and people that they knew, people that they had no idea, just strangers who caught wind of this and showed up because they wanted to be a part of it to make her smile. And while the family couldn't go outside, they watched the parade from inside their house, and it was just this long parade of all these well-wishers and just going past her house to bring the smile and help her celebrate what is going to be her final birthday.
Wow. Wow. That makes me so sad, but happy at
right?
the same time.
It's one of those, like, it's a sweet story. It's heartwarming in the sense of how, of community and how people come together and people who don't even know each other sometimes want to step up. And at the same time, and I know I've said this before, but just no parent should ever have to bury their child. It's heartbreaking. But Delaney Kring's happy
so
birthday.
Sweet.
And
you know, I don't know if you saw the story. It went viral, I think, from Southwest Airlines. Did you happen to see it where the pilot found out that someone who's in late stage cancer and beat it was on the flight? This woman, she looked like she was just getting her hair back after going through chemo, and she was going to Hawaii. That was like her present to herself for surviving. And the pilot somehow found out about it, and the entire plane erupted in cheers. He pointed her out, and he said, you know, we're all family on this flight, and we're all going to the same place, and we wanted to give a special shout-out to this woman who battled back and survived. And those are the kind of things, you know, we need to be celebrating this more and more. And the mm-hmm. only way that we can do that is by looking around. Like, we were talking about connecting with people, right? Earlier in the week, we were saying how everybody's so in their phone or with their friends or with people who think the way they do. It's really, I mean, gosh. And it's not just for other people. It makes you feel good when you can connect with people and celebrate people's victories, especially over something like that. I mean, huge. It's huge.
Oh, absolutely. And just sharing stories, because as we've seen with a lot, there's been a lot of celebrity news of deaths by suicide recently, and it brings up the point of mental health. And there's so many deaths that we don't discuss because they weren't notable or public figures in some way, shape, or form, but it happens. And there's the suicide survivors who either survived an attempt or people who lost a loved one. That's the same terminology that they use. And it's one of those things of, you never know what somebody is battling. You never know that there are people, everybody else that passes you by that you don't even know. They have a life as vivid and complicated and beautiful and dramatizing, just as we do. And sometimes just taking the simple act of, whether it's somebody in your life or somebody who you happen to not pass by, but maybe you're sitting next to on a plane or on a bus, and if it seems like some people don't want to be bothered, and I get that, but if it seems like somebody opens a conversation, just ask what their story is, ask about their life. And it's not like now anybody's going to treat it as a therapy session and get into the nitty-gritty,
no.
But just that connection of conversation and knowing that somebody cares who they are as a person, it's valuable. And, okay, since we're talking about this, we do need to say the, if you are struggling or know anybody, Suicide Crisis Lifeline, call 988. You can text 988. You can also go online to, CDC has different help options. You have the official website for the Suicide and Crisis Line, 988lifeline.org. You're not alone. It sucks right now if you are going through this. Absolutely nobody is going to take that away, but you are worth it, and it will get better. You just have to stay around, and it will.
Yeah. The Andrew, you can give yourself no chance, right? If you take away your playbook, there's no chance for recovery.
Yes, and I think a lot of times people think it's a selfish act, and that's not the case. Most times people genuinely believe that their family would be better off, their loved ones, people they care about would be better off without them. And that could not be farther from the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. How did we get here? Oof.
I know. I'm like, how do we get
so
on to
Merry
the next?
Christmas and jingle bells, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. What is more Christmas than the Rockettes?
Have you ever seen the show?
Not in person, only the little, different performances they'll do on various things on TV.
It is so
have
much
fun. Have you seen a full show?
Okay, so I am, as you may have heard or known, I'm a Christmas junkie. Like, I love everything Christmas. And my dad and I, much like you, Jay works with her dad and in the same business and industry. And a lot of times when you're with your family, when you're in the same business, it's always, that's what we talk about, right? We talk about radio. We talk about all, you know, the business, how everything's running. And so one year I told my dad, I've been to New York a million times, but never at Christmas. And I said, I want to do that. I want to do it with you. No business. Like, we go for 2 days or 3 days and just do dad and Jen stuff. And so we did that years ago, and it was the most wonderful trip, like one of my favorite trips I've ever done. Rockefeller Center, we did all the storefronts. We had such a great time, and we went to the Rockettes. And it was it's so cheesy, but so awesome to just sit there and watch. I mean, it's just, they're great. And it snows at the end, and they've got, the nativity scene at the end. It's a lot of fun.
Well,
it's really
the choreography
cool.
is amazing. And, again,
yeah.
I've never seen a full show. I've only seen different things they do. But when they get in the line and they all do the kicks in unison, with how many people there are, it is amazing. And I always love the Toy Soldier Fall.
Oh, yeah, where they do a tutu.
Yes, where they're all, in a line facing one direction, and they just kind of fall backwards on each other. There was recently this mom who was on a Girl Scout trip with her daughter's Girl Scout group, and there were other Girl Scout moms and the kids and all of that, and they went to New York, and they were going to, they were visiting New York. They were not there normally, and they were going to go to the Rockettes. Well, they did go, and apparently as soon as this woman, her name is Kelly Conlon, she's a lawyer, as soon as she went through the metal detectors at security, all of a sudden she hears over the intercom that there's a woman with long dark hair and gray scarf. And she's like, what? And then security guards all of a sudden approach her, and they ask her to confirm her name and identification. Well, here they said that the facial recognition picked her up, and she was banned from being there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's because of the law firm for which she works that apparently she is not practicing at the moment, and she's not doing any litigation with anything with MSG, who operates Radio City Hall and produces the holiday musical MSG Entertainment. And apparently she's in New Jersey, anybody from this law firm, because there's an ongoing litigation happening, they are banned from going to anywhere associated with MSG Entertainment.
No way. Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, yeah, and she's like, she was mortified, absolutely mortified. And so she's like, okay, well, I'll just go wait outside. Like, she wasn't even allowed to be in the building. She wasn't allowed to see the show or anything. So she sends her daughter along with the rest of the group. And she just waits outside for the through the entire performance until they're done, when she can reunite with the rest of the group.
Wow. And the facial recognition, see, that to me is so creepy. The facial recognition stuff that can catch you, oh my gosh.
It makes sense in the sense of, like, harsh criminals on the run.
I know, but
or
just
something.
Average people? Come
but
on.
Yes. Somebody who just happened to work for a law firm that is doing something else with something else kind of not related, but happens to be with the same ownership of this group. It's a lot. And I guess, apparently, when you go into Radio City Music Hall, there are signs posted saying that they use... they
wow,
use facial recognition,
you.
And they use the variety of security measures that will help identify if there is a threat of some sort. But it's one of those things of, like, she wasn't a threat to anybody.
Do people like this? I don't know. I just feel like we've lost so much privacy, and we're willing to do it. Like, we do it in the name of security. We did that after 9/11. That was a huge political debate. How many of our freedoms did we give away with things like the Patriot Act? Like, I don't know. You've got people going through your social media. You got people scanning retinas. You got people looking at your face when you're out and about. It's just, it's bizarre.
It's a lot.
I'm glad when it's, like you mentioned, when it's the bad guys, but there's so many of us that get caught up in that.
Exactly. And it's one of those things that's an invasion of privacy, only if it's your privacy, it seems.
Exactly.
But it's like, it's so hypocritical, because if it's for somebody else, or it's for a good cause in the sense of it stops something truly bad from happening, yes. And I think all of us can remember back in the day when, before 9/11, we used to be able to walk our loved ones all the way up to the gate at the terminal.
Oh, yeah, forget that. Or
like,
pick somebody up.
Yes, you didn't need a ticket to get through security. You could just line up and go through security. If somebody had a layover, and it was like a lengthy layover, but not enough to really leave the airport, and they were stopping in your town or nearby, and you could go and see them and go through security and go to their terminal and meet up, grab something to eat, and then leave.
How am I supposed to have my romantic movie when you can't get off a plane and be greeted by someone with roses and, you know, snow falling softly outside? It's
right.
Or loses this romance when you have to go outside at LAX and try to...
Or the missed love.
Like, cab driver.
Somebody already left for the airport and you have to chase after them and rush through security and all of this stuff. And you miss all of that.
Killing all my dreams.
I know. It's 19 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo?
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Gentlemen, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. You get them at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and the touch of these pajamas is really seductive. Leave nothing to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. The feeling is wonderful right next to the skin. Feels like wearing nothing at all. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 saving on this best-selling holiday gift. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping, and that's free. In a year filled with unexpected items, get her something she can count on. Here's what you do. Go right now to Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffens sent you.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Good day. I cannot hear this song in any rendition without thinking of Mean Girls when they're doing the talent competition.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And then,
yeah, and Lacey Chabert accidentally kicks the boom box and
that's
it goes
right.
Flying into the one dude's face, and then Lindsay Lohan has to save the day and start singing it.
Do you, so Mean Girls is actually, it was on Broadway and it just toured. I think it's coming through Los Angeles in January. I think it'd be really fun to see.
It seems that's definitely one that I would love to see. I have watched clips of different performances on YouTube. One of the songs I actually put on my one of my playlists on my phone, because it was just Apex Predator or something. It just has a fun beat to it. Other movies that have gone to Broadway, Legally Blonde, I did see that one.
It was cute.
It was. It does not compare to the movie. Seldom do
no,
they, but it's still just fun to watch.
Yep.
And speaking of movies, Tom Cruise, who clearly does his own stunts, and I swear, every time there's a stunt coming up, he's like, okay, how can I outdo the last one?
He's tough. And what is he now? Is he 60?
Oh, that's a good question. We are going to have to ask
Google
exactly
be.
How old
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he's got to be close to 60 if he's not
yeah.
already. I mean,
well,
he's another one of those guys who are just in incredibly good shape. Say what you will about him and the Scientology thing. He's, he's 60 years old. Yep.
Wow, 60 years old. He's 60. My goodness. So, and he looks great. But he, what was it? It was a Mission Impossible one where he was holding onto a plane while it was taking off, and he had no safety nets or anything. And it's like he's so, these can all be removed in post-production. Like, you can still have all the safety stuff. It can be removed. But he is so about getting this shot and being organic with everything that he will actually do it. And did you see the latest one? It's like it's a Mission Impossible promo, but it's not necessarily a clip from the film.
Mm-hmm. I haven't
it's
seen
him.
It.
He's talking. He's sitting on what looks kind of like the edge of a chopper, and he's talking with Christopher McQuarrie, and they're talking about how like he. It's kind of teasing the upcoming film, and he's saying how he's so happy about it, and he's loved doing all these films, and he can't wait to do all the other ones, and he hopes it's going to be a blockbuster smash, just like Top Gun Maverick, and all of these, and then the next two movies, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1 and 2, and then suddenly McQuarrie is like, hey, we're running short on time, we have to get this shot, and of course Tom gives that little look, and just free falls backwards. just like bids farewell, falls backwards, doesn't flinch or anything, and then all of a sudden there's that close-up shot of Tom Cruise just casually falling, and he remains calm, and it looks like he's legitimately falling, and I'm sure he is. I'm sure this is not CGI or in one of those like tunnels where the air is just blowing you and you're floating
right
there.
With blowing your face
back. No, he's probably actually falling. And he's just like, this is an honor of a lifetime to continue to entertain audiences on the big screen. And then the camera breaks and like from the close up and like shows him falling more. And then it's just like all of a sudden, it's astounding. Tom Cruise is like one of the only people who not only could do this, but get away with doing this. Because yep, so many production companies have to have insurance. The actors have their own insurance and the production companies do. But he's Tom Cruise. If something bad happens, like, this is big. That's why so many people have stunt doubles, or people who want to do their own stunts are told they're not allowed to.
Right. And how many of the stars lose their ability to be insured? He still has his. So he's amazing. The stunts are amazing. I am happy for him that Top Gun actually got a Golden Globe nomination. I still haven't seen it, but everybody that I know says the Top Gun Maverick, they mm-hmm. like cry through it. So I've got it ready to go. I'm going to watch it next week, I think, when I've got some time and see how it all plays out.
Yes. Oh, I need to check it out, too. Yeah, and it's one of those movies that sometimes people are like, well, it wasn't my cup of tea, blah, 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 blah. That's one I have not heard a single person say anything other than you need to see it. It will bring out so many emotions. It's 28 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Lawmakers unveiled Tuesday a wide-ranging $1.65 trillion spending bill for fiscal 2023, with an increase in military and domestic funding. At a time of inflation, the biggest complaint is the amount of pork in the bill. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul.
The PAYGO rules say you can't do this. You can't have all this new spending unless it's offset. We will also be demanding that the PAYGO rules are increased. Instead of taking 60 votes to evade the rules, we're going to ask that it be a two-thirds vote to evade the rules.
The Biden administration urged the Supreme Court Tuesday to let the Trump-era Title 42 policy end, as Republican-led states push to keep it in place. For the moment, it stays in place. Ukrainian President Zelensky will visit Washington, D.C. today in his first known trip outside the country since Russia's invasion began last February. Lance Pry, U.S.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Dick Kirshner. She's John Horn. I feel like we should just let this one play.
I know. This is a great one.
This is the best one. This is one of the best.
You know who does a good version of this that's more modern? And I know he's got some weird stuff in his background, but have you heard CeeLo Green's version of this song?
Yes, I have.
It's really, really good. And Kelly Clarkson, I also think does a good version.
She does a good one, too.
Yeah.
CeeLo Green does, I want to say it was with Rod Stewart, and they did... Now I can't even remember what the song was, but CeeLo Green and Rod Stewart, it seemed like an unlikely match or an unlikely pairing. But they did a rendition of one of the standards, and I'm going to have to go look to see what it is, but I'm like, it's one of the really good ones.
I know. And I think if you don't, just to like recap, because some people may go, what are they talking about? When he was originally on The Voice, it was Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, CeeLo Green. Who was the girl?
Christina.
It was Christina. That's right. Mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera.
And during that, I think the first or second season, there were accusations that CeeLo had, like, what, trapped somebody in his hotel room or something like that?
Yeah, and there were some alleged assault issues of a former assistant and just a lot of really bad stuff. And I don't
definitely
think charges ever were filed
too.
Because I think they settled out of court or like
they
settled privately.
And I think that it was a lot of, it was kind of at the time when Me Too was starting to really kind of come to be, but he really hasn't done a ton since, but he's got that voice that I think is just, it's really unique. It's good. It's soulful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's
sad
when these people have talent.
Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley. Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Or wait, Gnarls. Okay, yeah, Gnarls. I got them confused with Gorillaz. Okay, yeah, Gnarls Barkley. Well, speaking of other music that's not Christmas, there is a list of the 10 most popular albums of 2022,
woo-hoo!
And I don't recognize half of these names.
I know. And that's actually better than me, I think. Other than, like, Drake and Lizzo and Taylor Swift. I don't know.
Right, Harry Styles? Like, I remember a time when I could turn on any radio station at any point, and I knew what song was playing. I could tell you the song and the artist within the first couple notes of the beginning of the song. And now I'm like, how do I pronounce this name?
We were laughing off the air because it happens fast, and I think it happens. Maybe it depends on when you start having kids and having jobs and all that stuff. So maybe, you know, there's not a certain age. But your relevancy goes away very quickly. And I remember, just like you, even music I didn't love, I still knew who the people were. I was feeling like I was a vibrant piece of pop culture. And then one day, it's like everybody just shifted, and all the people I liked became old musicians and were played on the oldie stations. And then all of these new people came in, and I'm like, wait a second. When did this happen? What dream did I wake up in? And I know that many of us feel that way. I've talked to my parents. They have the same kind of experience where their music all of a sudden went from what was pop, what was cool, to being, you know, on Oldies 101, basically.
Oh, exactly. Well, and even just listening to the Oldies station, there's a station I love in Cleveland, Magic, and I grew up listening to it with my mom and with my aunt and listening to the Oldies and the 60s and all of that stuff. And when I came back this summer, I went to Magic, and I was like, oh, I need some 60s music. And it was like 80s. And I'm like, whoa.
The new Oldies are the 80s
right?
and the 90s. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, what is happening? What channel can I get my 60s and 70s? And now it's like, oh, you have to pay for SiriusXM if you want to hear 60s stations for 60s songs. All right, so just for fun, let's go through the list and see how many names we don't recognize. Or maybe we just see how many names we do recognize and can pronounce. That might be a shorter list.
I think so. Some of them that we can say without giggling, too, because number nine
well,
or something.
First, let's go through honorable mention, just because. So we have Charlie XCX with her album
Fresh. Name. No idea. No idea about that.
FKA Twigs with Capra Songs.
I'm sorry, what?
FKA. FKA Twigs.
Like, do people just come up with random names now? I mean, nothing even makes sense.
So I know this one, and it's not even so much for the music. She went by Twigs, but apparently there was already another artist that was somewhat more established when she began,
the
called Twigs. So she added the FKA, which anyone who doesn't know, that's formerly known as.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know FKA. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers.
I know
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Muna with the album Muna. No idea. Angel Olsen, Big Time.
Yeah, pass on that.
This one I do know, Charlie Puth with the album
Charlie.
Yeah,
I know that name. No idea what he sings. I just know the name because Puth is so weird to say. I don't even like saying it. It embarrasses me to say Puth.
It sounds like you're like saying something kid friendly that's actually for a dirty word.
Exactly. I know. Oh, go poof.
All right, you have Vince Staples, Ramona Park, Broke My Heart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's SZA,
SLS. Heard of it. Still no idea what a SZA is, though.
SZA, SZA. And then The Weeknd, Donna.
I didn't know that. Super Bowl performer, The Weeknd. We got that.
Love The Weeknd. Oh, he is a great performer. Okay, so now that's just the honorable mentions. So here's the actual top 10 list. You have Drake, Honestly Nevermind album.
We know Drake.
Wet Leg.
This is the one that embarrasses me. Like, what is a wet leg?
What is wet leg? And here's the thing. I don't know if it's a person that goes by the name Wet Leg.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a band.
I know.
It's Wet Leg with the album Wet Leg. No, this one, definitely no. T-Swizzle, Taylor Swift with her album Midnights.
Yep, that's a good one. We know Taylor.
She was doing all of her re-recordings of stuff, and then she took a little break to give us another amazing album.
What's the deal? I saw a lot of people on Instagram saying that she was coming out as gay, or that she... What was the deal with Taylor Swift? Yeah. That they thought it was her coming out album when she dropped music a couple months ago.
I have not heard that at all. I'm pretty sure she's not, but she's a big advocate for the LGBT community.
She's an advocate, for sure, but I mean, she's been with Whoopin's Butt for like six years.
Joe Alwyn.
Right. It was a weird thing. I just noticed a bunch of people were saying that there were like hidden messages in her songs.
I keep waiting to find out that she's been married for like 3 years.
Because she has gone pretty private. She used to be way out there, and now she's much more private, which is probably better. You've got to be exhausted with everybody following your relationship all the time.
Well, and it also goes to show with celebrities that if you don't want things getting out there, they won't get out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you truly, truly want to keep something private. Look at Kylie Jenner, who went through an entire pregnancy. Like, you had some people speculating it when she was already in her third trimester, but... She had taken so many photos that she was still posting that seemed like they were current photos before she was pregnant, though.
Surprise!
All right, so let's see. That was number 8. Number 9, Lizzo with her album Special.
This was a good one. Yep.
Okay, so not going to lie, number 6, Zach Bryan with American Heartbreak. My brain registered this as Zach Brown.
Oh, see, I
And I'm like,
Brian.
Oh, did Zach Brown drop the band? Like, Zach Brown band, country artist, country band. But yeah, no, it's Zach Bryan, totally other person, no idea who this person is.
No.
Number 5, Rosalia?
No.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce her. Yes, there you go. The 1975, Being Funny in a Foreign Language.
That's got to be a band, right? The
1975? The 1975, yes.
Okay.
I do know them. They are a band. I do not know this album, though. Bad Bunny.
I know about him, but I don't know much about him.
What parts do you know?
I know
he's bad, and he's not a bunny though.
He sings in Spanish quite a bit.
Okay.
He's got a large Spanish speaking following. I think he's Puerto Rican, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
But I only know this because when I was at spring training a couple of years ago, like everybody was going nuts because there was a Bad Bunny concert in town. I'm like, what is a Bad Bunny? And so I actually researched it on Google. This is how old and irrelevant I am. Actually researched it to figure out why all these people at our hotel were going nuts about Bad Bunny.
Okay. Well, when I first saw this, my brain went to Bad Baby. Do you know who I'm talking about? B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E or whatever?
I don't know.
Okay. So Bad Baby, who I used to pronounce, I thought it was Bad Bobby, like it was some kind of Australian accent saying Bad Barbie or whatnot.
Right.
But it's Bad Baby. And do you remember the Cash Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil.
And she's like, Cash Me Outside. How about that? That's who it is.
It's that one?
That's her.
Oh, boy.
Yes, and she's become, like, super popular. So, anyway, moving on. That's a fact nobody really needed to know or care about.
We're in the wrong business. We should have gone viral.
Number 2, Harry Styles. Love Harry Styles. I know Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody wouldn't, even if you don't listen to Harry Styles' music, you know who Harry Styles is.
Now,
One Direction.
Yeah, and with his former relationship and all the drama there.
Olivia Wilde and the Don't Worry, Darling film that had so much, people were talking about that film so much and hyping it up, but it was more so being talked about in the sense of what was happening off screen rather than on screen, and then didn't it flop?
It totally flopped. I heard it wasn't that great. And, you know, if you're going to have a film with all that hype and people are going to see it and then it stinks, yeah, that's going to get around fast.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to watching it when I thought it dropped. And for some reason, I thought it was a streaming film. I didn't realize it was going into theater. So the day it came out, I'm like searching everything. And I'm like, why can I not find this? And then I realized, oh, it's in theaters. I don't have an opportunity to go to the movie theater.
That's another switch that I'd like to file a complaint about. The fact that nothing really is in the movies anymore. Because of COVID, everything kind of switched to home, right? Most people... When was the last time you went to the movie theater?
Spider-Man, whatever the most recent Spider-Man was. I saw it in a 4D theater. It was amazing.
I miss that experience. I miss going to the theater, the popcorn, the whole thing about going someplace.
See, I'm okay with it, and that's only because, like, years and years and years before COVID even happened, my husband and I would always say, we wish that movies that were in theaters would be available at home, and like just charge and have a big upcharge for it. Have it cost a lot more because, of course, the movie theaters are missing out on the ticket price and then the popcorn and the nachos and the drinks and all of that stuff. So just have it cost more money. We would be willing to pay for it to have the comfort of our own home and being able to pause it if we need to go have a bathroom break or something like that. And because you always have to go use the restroom in a really big part of the film, and then you don't know. What am I going to miss?
See,
there's apparently an app that helps.
You got to go ahead. You got to go ahead beforehand.
That's true too. But apparently there's an app called like Go Pee or something like that,
yes,
and it
you
tells
know when
you.
To go.
Yeah, you tell it what movie you're seeing, and it tells you when there's going to be a lull and when's an opportune time for you to go use the restroom. And here's what you miss while you're gone.
Oh, that's very cool.
Like, it's brilliant.
I like that.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
All right. So last on the list, I feel like we all know her, Beyonce.
Of course.
Renaissance.
She could say the alphabet and people would go crazy for Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. 110%. She could just randomly count to, like, the background music, count 100, count up to 100, and people
totally.
Would be like, that's a banger.
That's a banger. Are you a Beyonce person? I don't think I know this.
Yes and no. I am not like Taylor Swift more so. Anything she puts out, I'm going to listen to it, and mm-hmm. I'm probably going to love it, although her, what was it, Evermore and Folklore, I didn't super love those albums, but there were a couple songs on them I liked. But when it comes to Beyonce, I'm not running for the albums. I'm not trying to see her in concert. Just some of her music I like that I really like, and others I'm kind of just whatever, not really not into it. How about you? Are you big Queen Bee?
No. I like the old stuff. I like the old Beyonce. I like the Destiny's Child.
I was gonna say, give me Destiny's Child any day of the week.
I'm into that. Not quite. I don't know if I like Beyonce. It's become too much. Like, it's overwhelming to be a Beyonce fan.
It is. Well, those are the 10 most popular albums of 2022, reminding us all that we are irrelevant. It's 48 After the Hour. I'm Doug Steffens.
PeopleByGovernment.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector grade U.S. Morgan Silver dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25. Free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy. No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of the hour on Doug Sapping's Good Day Show. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out. We have Warren Eckstein, our favorite pet and animal expert, with all of the tips and happiness that are our little fur babies. Hi, Warren.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
Another day. I'm doing fine. My dogs woke me up this morning, and anytime my dogs wake me up, it's a good day.
How do they wake you up? Do they jump on you and snuggle with you? Do they bark?
Now they jump on my face and try to smother me till I wake.
My dog Daisy used to do that. She actually used to fold the pillow up over my face, and I would wake up because I was suffocating.
There you go. Sometimes I think they really contemplate. You know, people say the dogs really think things out, the cats really think things out. I think they really, really do, because if you look at the way their lifestyle is, it's generally so much better than ours. They have everything under control. We take care of them, we feed them, we walk them, we clean up after them, we massage, whatever we want to do to them. I want to come back as my dogs.
They get paw massages all the time.
There you go. They and you know what? But they give so much back in return. I mean, listen, there's nothing better in life than spending time with a dog or cat. First of all, it's non-demanding. Second of all, they've never asked to borrow $10. And probably the most important thing is they accept you for what you are. They could care less if your hair's messy, if your breath isn't, if you didn't take a shower. They love you for what's in you. And that's what I always tell people about pets, Jay. You don't fall in love with the outside. You need to fall in love with the inside. Because after you live with them for a day or two, you could care less what they look like. You want to know what they're like inside.
Oh, exactly, exactly. That's what my husband's family members used to have this dog, and everybody would call it the ugliest dog, and that's how they would introduce this dog. And as soon as you'd come in, they'd be like, oh, the ugliest dog is here and all this stuff. It was the most adorable dog. I do not know what they saw in it that they thought it was so ugly. It was the sweetest, most handsomest little boy I had ever seen in my life.
That's
he was
abuse.
Black with these little, brown splotches, and he was just the most sweetest little love bug.
But see, people do that. You shouldn't talk bad in front of your dog. You know, you tell your dog you're stupid, and here comes that cat. You should never do that. I really believe, and listen, I may sound a little eccentric. I can't imagine. But they really do understand what we're saying. You know, when people are, look at that stupid dog, he won't do anything. Or look at that cat. He's, people should talk nicely about their pets. I really believe that pets pick up, maybe not necessarily on the specific words, but the way we say them, and they really pick up on this. So I think it's important to talk nice in front of your dogs and cats.
Now, how, and I totally agree with that, how much of the parents' personality and maybe attitude or whatnot do you think fur babies actually pick up? Whenever people are like, oh, that dog has an attitude problem or something like that, or they get more angry with old age, is it because it's just that's the fur baby's personality, or is that because they're adopting what the human's personality is?
Okay, I'm going to be a name dropper here, okay? You know, over the years, I've had the opportunity of working with many celebrities, presidents and kings and queens and princesses. But let me tell you about a few celebrities I worked with and how their dogs took on their exact personality. Mm-hmm. Prime example, David Letterman. Two dogs, Bob and Stan. Trained them both when he was at NBC. I did a show an awful lot at that time. But quite honestly, his dogs were funnier than he was. If the dogs had space between their teeth, they would have done late night and he would have said, oh, guaranteed. Lily Tomlin, another good friend of mine. This is a great story. When I first met Lily, I came out to California, and she had this dog named Tess, a little Norwich Terrier, adorable dog, and I went to work with it, and we had met, and she had some problems. And I'm working with the dog, and I'm noticing the dog's like working with Sybil. The dog had multiple personalities. And then it occurred to me, watching Lily and getting to know her, Lily practices four or five, at the time she was practicing four or five different personalities for different shows she was doing. So the dog never really knew, am I living with this Lily? Am I living with Ernestine?
Oh,
am I living
goodness.
With this one? So the dog picked up on that. So they really, really do. Depressed people generally might have a more depressed dog or cat, but generally the dog or cat may bring them out of that depression. Anxious people, aggressive people, generally it goes from one end of the leash to the other. With aggressive people, a dog can either be aggressive or real passive, but they do take on the personalities. Quite honestly, Jay, if I were to spend 5 minutes with someone's dog or cat, I would probably know more about that person than they would want me to know.
Really? That's
interesting. Absolutely. You can just tell by the way they react, the way they look, their emotional state. Yeah, it's. And I always joke about one of my favorite clients in the whole wide world was Rodney Dangerfield. He said, rest in peace. What an incredible guy he was. Incredibly funny. Just amazing. But his dog also had this little poodle that was peeing all over the house. And I just found it funny that here's this man known for no respect, and he has this little 5-pound dog peeing all over his house, taking total advantage of him. But they really do. They really do take on the personality of the people they live with.
That is so cool. Well, you can get more from Warren at thepetshow.com. And Warren, do you have a new Facebook page?
I do, yeah. Facebook.com/Warren Pet Talk.
Wonderful. Go check it out. Give a follow. Give a like. It's 58 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. Doug will be back before we know it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.